Welcome to the service of Compline during Passiontide, coming from St Mark's, Reigate. Alongside this audio recording on the website is a copy of the service booklet we are using this week. I encourage you to follow along and respond as appropriate as we join together to worship God and seek his calming presence at the end of this day. The Lord Almighty grant us a quiet night and a perfect end.
Amen.
Our help is in the name of the Lord,
who made heaven and earth.
Most merciful God, we confess to you before the whole company of heaven and one another that we have sinned in thought, word and deed, and in what we have failed to do. Forgive us our sins, heal us by your Spirit, and raise us to new life in Christ. Amen. O God, make speed to save us.
O Lord, make haste to help us.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and shall be forever.
Amen.
Before the ending of the day, Creator of the world, we pray that you with steadfast love would keep your watch around us while we sleep. From evil dreams defend our sight, from fears and terrors of the night. Tread underfoot our deadly foe, that we no sinful thought may know. O Father, that we ask be done, through Jesus Christ, your only Son, and Holy Spirit, by whose breath our souls are raised to life from death. O Lord, you have searched me out and known me. You know my sitting down and my rising up. You discern my thoughts from afar.
You mark out my journeys and my resting place, and are acquainted with all my ways.
For there is not a word on my tongue, but you, O Lord, know it altogether.
You encompass me behind and before, and lay your hand upon me.
Such knowledge is too wonderful for me, so high that I cannot attain it.
Where can I go then from your Spirit? Or where can I flee from your presence?
If I climb up to heaven, you are there. If I make the grave my bed, you are there also.
If I take the wings of the morning and dwell in the uttermost parts of the sea,
even there your hand shall lead me. Your right hand hold me fast.
If I say, surely the darkness will cover me, and the light around me turn to night,
even darkness is no darkness with you. The night is as clear as the day. Darkness and light to you are both alike.
For you yourself created my innermost parts. You knit me together in my mother's womb.
I thank you, for I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Marvellous are your works, my soul knows well.
My frame was not hidden from you. When I was made in secret and woven in the depths of the earth,
your eyes beheld my form as yet unfinished. Already in your book were all my members written.
as day by day they were fashioned, when as yet there was none of them.
How deep are your counsels to me, O God! How great is the sum of them!
If I count them, they are more in number than the sand. And at the end, I am still in your presence.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and shall be forever. Amen.
A reading from the Gospel of Matthew, chapter 22, verses 15 to 22. When the chief priests and Pharisees had heard the parables, they realized that Jesus was speaking about them. Then the Pharisees went and plotted to entrap him in what he said. So they sent their disciples to him, along with the Herodians, saying, "Teacher, we know that you are sincere and teach the way of God in accordance with truth, and show deference to no one, for you do not regard people with partiality. Tell us then, what do you think? Is it lawful to pay taxes to the emperor or not?" But Jesus, aware of their malice, said, "Why are you putting me to the test, you hypocrites? Show me the coin used for the tax." And they brought him a denarius. Then he said to them, "Whose head is this, and whose title?" They answered, "The emperor's." Then he said to them, "Give therefore to the emperor the things that are the emperor's, and to God the things that are God's." When they heard this, they were amazed, and they left him and went away.
May I speak in the name of the living God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. This Holy Week, we're spending time with Jesus in Jerusalem, watching events unfolding on the journey from Hosanna in the highest to crucify him. We've already seen confrontations between Jesus and religious leaders. We've seen the way Jesus cleared the temple courts of traders and heard how he countered questions from chief priests and elders about his authority. Today it's the turn of a group of Pharisees to try catching Jesus out. They've come up with the perfect catch question. Is it lawful to pay taxes to the emperor or not? If Jesus says no, it's not lawful for us as Jews to pay taxes to the emperor, then the Roman authorities will act swiftly to crush the suggestion of rebellion, and many of Jesus' followers will be frightened off. If Jesus says yes, we should pay taxes to the emperor, he will lose those among his followers who are hoping he will lead a movement to free them from Roman rule. And there's more. The denarius, the coin used for the payment of taxes, carried the image of Caesar and an inscription describing Caesar as Son of God. The image and the title offend against Jewish laws, which prohibit the making of graven images and the worship of any other god. So Jesus might even give the Pharisees grounds for accusations of blasphemy. So it's the perfect plan. However he answers their question, the threat he poses to their authority and status will be neutralized. Before we think about how Jesus answers this question, it's worth reflecting on how he faces this sort of opposition. Yes, he's a man of sorrows, acquainted with grief. But he's also a man of extraordinary strength and courage. He's taking on the leaders of his people on their home ground and must know what harm they can do to him. He takes them on anyway. We might imagine the Pharisees' faces when they realise with dismay that once again they've got it wrong. When Jesus answers, "Give to the emperor the things that are the emperor's, and to God the things that are God's," they know that somehow Jesus has managed to get the better of them again. He hasn't spoken out clearly on one side or the other.
The trap is empty, and they're looking foolish. Again. Of course, the question never was a genuine seeking of advice, or a way of opening up a discussion on the subject. But if the Pharisees had genuinely wanted an answer to their question, what would they have made of Jesus' reply? What are we to make of it today, as we reflect on our own faith journeys this Holy Week? In his book, The Message of Matthew, Michael Green says this: "The coin bears Caesar's image, give it back to him. You bear God's image, so give yourself back to him." If we have ears to hear, I think Jesus is asking us to remember who we are, the people of God, whose image we bear, and whose presence is with us. He calls us to choose again the new life he offers us, to see things as God sees them, to live in this world with kingdom values of love, justice, and mercy, rather than the values of power, wealth, and social status. The message of Jesus is that the kingdom of God is among us now, within this world, with all its complicated forms of government, authority, and administration of justice. It's from within this world that Jesus calls us to give to God what belongs to God, who is constantly working to make his voice heard. And his voice is heard. It might be hard to hear it in the clamour of everyday life, but it's there, like the still, small voice after the earthquake, tsunami, wind, fire, or nuclear threat. God's voice cuts through the commercial atmosphere of competition and exploitation, speaking of fairness and encouragement. His voice cuts through cries for vengeance and war, speaking of understanding and peace. His voice cuts through the strident tones of ambition and ruthlessness, speaking of humility and gentleness. He calls for our voices to speak this language of God's kingdom in this world, along with others who speak that language, even if they call it something different. You bear God's image, so give yourself back to him. It's a call to put the vision of God's kingdom above our own prejudices, resentments, jealousies, and ambitions. It's a call for us to be the people God wants and needs us to be, and to become. We bear God's image, so let us choose to give ourselves back to him in this holiest of weeks. Let us pray. God of our salvation, help us to turn away from those habits which harm our bodies and poison our minds, and to choose again your gift of life, revealed to us in Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Into your hands, O Lord, I commend my spirit.
Into your hands, O Lord, I commend my spirit.
For you have redeemed me, Lord God of truth.
I commend my spirit.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
Into your hands, O Lord, I commend my spirit.
Keep me as the apple of your eye.
Hide me under the shadow of your wings.
Christ himself bore our sins in his body on the tree, that we might die to sin and live to righteousness. Now, Lord, you let your servant go in peace. Your word has been fulfilled. My own eyes have seen the salvation, which you have prepared in the sight of every people, a light to reveal you to the nations, and the glory of your people Israel. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and shall be forever. Amen. Christ himself bore our sins in his body on the tree, that we might die to sin and live to righteousness.
With faith and love and in union with Christ, Let us offer our prayer before the throne of grace. Have mercy on your people, for whom your Son laid down his life. Lord, hear us.
Lord, graciously hear us.
Bring healing and wholeness to people and nations, and have pity on those torn apart by division. Lord, hear us.
Lord, graciously hear us.
Strengthen all who are persecuted for your name's sake, and deliver them from evil. Lord, hear us.
Lord, graciously hear us.
Look in mercy upon all who suffer, and hear those who cry out in pain and desolation. Lord, hear us.
Lord, graciously hear us.
Bring comfort to the dying, and gladden their hearts with the vision of your glory. Lord, hear us.
Lord, graciously hear us.
Give rest to the departed, and bring them, with your saints, to glory everlasting. Lord, hear us.
Lord, graciously hear us.
Let us commend the world for which Christ died to the mercy and protection of God.
Almighty God, as we stand at the foot of the cross of your Son, help us to see and know your love for us, so that in humility, love, and joy, we may place at his feet all that we have and all that we are, through Jesus Christ our Saviour. Amen. Visit this place, O Lord, we pray, and drive far from it the snares of the enemy. May your holy angels dwell with us and guard us in peace, and may your blessing be always upon us, through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Lighten our darkness, Lord, we pray, and in your great mercy defend us from all perils and dangers of this night, for the love of your only Son, our Saviour, Jesus Christ. Amen. Standing at the foot of the cross, let us pray with confidence as our Saviour has taught us. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, for ever and ever. Amen. In peace we will lie down and sleep.
For you alone, Lord, make us dwell in safety.
Abide with us, Lord Jesus.
For the night is at hand, and the day is now past.
As the night watch looks for the morning,
so do we look for you, O Christ.
May God bless us, that in us may be found love and humility, obedience and thanksgiving, discipline, gentleness, and peace.
Amen. Amen.